Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, listeners. Harlan Guthrie here, writer, voice actor, editor of Malevolent, the show whose feed you're hearing this on currently. A new episode of Malevolent will be out this time next week, and apologies for the delay. But I have something else for you, something I think is very special. Divisor is a 7-part limited series I created, wrote, edited, and performed just like Malevolent. Tonally, it's much darker, much more intentioned. It's a mature science fiction tale that will bring you to the edges of the abyss and force you to stare directly into the emptiness below. It's a show that deals with themes of childhood, loss, sinister motivations, and the growing issue of AI and how it may affect our future. It's a show that I'm very proud of, and one that I hope you enjoy. I'm here to present you episode 1 of Divisor. You can find all episodes, as well as the 6 remaining, now on the Divisor feed linked in the notes of this show. You can also just search Divisor Podcast anywhere to hear the rest of this tale. So please, find a quiet room, some good quality headphones, heed the warnings, and above all else, enjoy. Divisor contains extreme subject matter, graphic descriptions of violence, self-harm, and mature themes throughout. Listener discretion is strongly advised. For a full list of content warnings, head to divisor.ca.
No!
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 What?
from me. What the hell did I do wrong?
You did nothing wrong, son.
Then why are you doing this to me? Why?
I need to try again. Something different.
What?
I don't know yet.
I'm scared, Dad.
I know.
What do I need to do, Dad?
Come to Reclamation.
I can't. I know what's in there.
Okay.
I can't.
You're sure?
I'm sure. So, what do we do now?
Start again.
What? No! Dad! No! Dad! No! Ah! Ah!
Son.
Morning, Dad.
Good morning, son.
Oh.
You slept in?
You didn't wake me.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just having difficulty with my... I had a nightmare last night.
Another? What was it of this time?
I don't know. I was somewhere warm, comfortable. Underwater, maybe, I think. I could feel the movement of the water like it had a heartbeat. It carried me and lulled me to sleep, as if it were part of me.
That doesn't sound like a nightmare. That sounds comforting.
It was, at first. But then I realized I couldn't breathe for some reason. I tried to, but I couldn't remember how. It wasn't the water. The water was safe, but my mind was filled with...
With what?
I don't know. Memories? Visions? Ideas? I can't remember now.
You shall have some water. The narcosamine must have sent you into a deep slumber.
I guess.
There are cups in the cupboard above. You should document your dreams.
Isn't that what you're for?
Physically. Write them down. It's good for you to put them on paper. It will help you remember.
Is that so?
Very much.
I'll think about it. Closet.
Behind you. Are you sure you're okay?
Just groggy, Dad. That's all.
You haven't sent in a report this week.
Oh, I haven't, have I?
No.
You would know, I suppose. I should do that now.
I suppose you should.
All right.
Have you forgotten your password?
Shh! No. Just need a moment to remember.
You slept deeply.
The best kind of sleep. Okay. Ah! This is Sun, currently acting as skeleton crew on the Fido, long-distance transport vessel. As far as I'm aware, all 4,000 passengers in Deep Cry are still currently in stasis with nothing of concern. Dad?
Affirmative.
Brilliant. For our trip back to Earth, this is day
286.
I would have remembered that. But thank you, Dad. Dad is, as always, helpful. We've been maintaining the same course for the aforementioned days with no issues whatsoever. As mentioned, all passengers are still fast asleep as far as all systems are concerned, and well, let's be real here, Dad has this covered.
What do you mean? Do you not feel needed?
Oh, come on. You know it as well as I do. I'm just here for the worst case scenario.
What do you mean by that?
Dad, what on this ship can't you do? What can't you fix? You have access to everything. Your systems are a part of the ship. Hell, you are the ship.
I mean to say, what is the worst case scenario?
Oh, well, I'm not entirely sure. But in just over 200 days, we'll be on Earth, and then my work begins. Look, I don't hold any illusions to the fact that I'm just, I don't know, proof that time is moving forward here.
I'm sorry you don't feel more useful, son.
That's not on you. That's on Aesop for making this essentially a ship that drives itself.
No, son. You must understand. You are a shepherd. A guide to those of the highest order. You, son, are bringing people back to Earth. Delivering their salvation. You are their savior. There is no more meaningful role than this one. Even if it may not feel like it.
I suppose so.
It is true. I wouldn't be saying it otherwise.
Still, it feels...
What?
Nothing.
Tell me. Call it a requirement of our talks.
It feels empty, Dad. Hollow. It feels hollow. But perhaps that's just the days wearing on me. Though there are some ways that make it easier.
Yes.
Isn't that right, boy? Come here. Up.
Your report?
Right. In summation, everything seems to be functioning according to... Dad? Go! Dad!
I am here.
What's happened? Why are the lights off?
It seems there was a circuit that overloaded. Perhaps there was a power spike in another area of the ship which caused it to overload. It's perfectly fine. It simply needs to be reset.
You can't do it.
It must be reset manually.
You're not just saying that, right? This timing, it's a little...
I wanted to feel useful.
Dad.
I assure you this is simply unfortunate timing.
Okay. Stay.
Your flashlight is to the left of the door.
I would have remembered. And how is it exactly you're on again?
My backup generators are able to function for many years without power. This, however, is entirely life support related.
Well, how many years... Wait, sorry, life support?
Yes.
I'm okay.
Yes.
And the others?
They'll be fine, too.
Okay, then. Well, I'm starting to remember my dream.
The main breakers for this section are down the hall to the right. Afterward, turn left.
Over 200 days, Dad.
So you recall where this section's power is?
No, but I will. Regardless, there's a plaque here with the sections detailed. Power, main, breaker. Yeah, okay.
Independence is important for you.
Of course it is.
Interesting.
How so?
I'm continually intrigued by what I learn about you.
Don't you already know everything there is to know about me, Dad?
Practically nothing.
Well, how does that make sense? What is that?
I'm not aware of anything before you.
There's a spill of sorts. I don't remember where... What's behind this door, Dad?
That room is for waste matter.
Why haven't I been in there? This keypad is...
You have. Are you feeling well?
Yeah, well enough, I think. Yeah, I'm just feeling a bit disconnected.
How can I aid you?
What is this? It's dry. Is there a leak? rusted water, maybe.
How can I help?
What's the combination to this room?
Son, restoring power is our only priority at the moment.
What's the code, Dad?
4768.
Thank you. You sure this is the right code?
As I attempted to explain, the door won't open without the power to this section restored.
Fine.
You're left.
Yes.
Have I frustrated you?
No. No. No one in stasis is awake, right?
All 4,000 cryogenic passengers are accounted for. No change in temperature, no movement whatsoever. Everything is as it should be. There are only two life forms on board awake. Yourself and Dog.
Okay. I don't recall spilling anything.
Right here.
Right, okay.
The panel, which trips when a power influx is registered, can be reset by flipping the large orange switch to the right.
Okay, I see the panel. I think. You're saying something tripped the circuit and it turned off. Why, to prevent an overload, or...?
That seems the most likely answer.
Something from another section, or...?
It could be external as well. Something we've passed through in space. A solar flare, perhaps.
Well, shouldn't you know? Aren't you in this ship essentially one?
You seem doubtful of me. Is there something you're not sharing with me?
No, I'm just trying to make sense of all of this. Of how this happened. Look, it doesn't matter.
You've restored power.
Yes, I noticed. I'll keep the light on me anyway.
Habitation.
Oh.
Yes?
Nothing. I didn't recall the hallways being this... dirty.
Dirty? Do you dislike dirt?
I don't care, or know, really. Just... everything is so... have I been neglecting things, or...?
No, I suppose that's my role. I'll have it seen to. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm just sort of feeling out of sorts.
Are you opening the waste room?
Yes. I want to know what's in there. If something is leaking, or... if there's something dangerous, then...
What's wrong? You've stopped.
The store feels hot. Very hot. Did you do something?
No.
It wasn't like this a few moments ago. Dad, what is going on?
I'm not sure.
Why is this room so hot? Was there a fire? Or...
it's possible that when you entered the code during the power outage, you set it to ignite. When the power was restored, it started.
Sure, but how... sure. But how wouldn't you know that?
You asked if I did something. I did not.
Do you have any idea what may have happened?
Other than the keypad, nothing about this room has been interacted with.
Well, I'm opening the door.
The incinerator was just recently used. Wait until the fan brings the last of the smoke out, at least.
That's fine.
I don't have any way of speaking with you in there, son.
It's fine. I just want to look around. Just give me a moment. I don't remember putting anything in here to burn. Did I?
Not directly. There are many areas of the ship that funnel directly into that room.
There's something else back here.
What?
I don't know. It's broken. Like, a panel of the wall has been pried open.
Interesting.
I'm just gonna check it out. Maybe it's caused the power outage. Could be a burst pipe or something serious.
Son.
Big!
Son!
What? It looks like this was pried open with something, a piece of metal maybe. It's definitely the work of someone. Dad? Dad, can you hear me? No, no, no! No, 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 no!
Are you okay, son?
No, no, I'm not. I'm feeling unwell. And unfamiliar with, and forgetful, and what is going on?
What do you mean?
I feel like I can't see straight. I feel dizzy.
What did you see in there?
Nothing. Nothing. I need to lay down for a moment. Alone.
Of course.
Dad. Dad!
I was under the impression you wanted a quiet moment.
How long was I asleep?
A few hours. Son, I understand you're feeling out of sorts. The time spent aboard this ship can feel overwhelming. It's perfectly natural to become a bit uncomfortable with the repetition of it all. But remember, you have me. You have Dog. And you have only 200 days left. It will all be over soon.
Yes, I think maybe. Maybe the time is getting to me. It feels in some way like staring down an endless tunnel, waiting for the light to grow, but it never does. I can't even look out at the stars.
There are no windows by design, son.
No, I get that. But sometimes it doesn't even feel like we're in space.
No?
No. Sometimes it feels like all of this is wrong.
Wrong how?
I don't know. Anyway, you're probably right. I'm just stressed. And speaking of remembering what I have, where's Dog? Dog! Come here.
I promise you that the feeling you have will, in time, evaporate.
That's more like it.
For now, enjoy the moments you have and remember that you are loved.
Give it. Give here. Give here. Dad? Are you sure no one else is awake from cryo?
I am 100% positive, son.
Then whose finger is this?
Divisor was written, performed, edited, mixed, and mastered by Harlan Guthrie. All themes were written, recorded, and performed by Harlan Guthrie. If you enjoyed this episode, please share this podcast with a friend or family member, and leave a review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you may listen. If you enjoy creations like this, please consider supporting us through the Invictus Stream Patreon at patreon.com/theinvictusstream. For more shows like this, check out malevolent.ca. Thank you for listening. That was the first episode of Divisor. You can listen to all remaining episodes right now on the Divisor feed linked in the show notes of this episode. Please have a listen. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. And thank you. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.